This is VOA News. By a remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Authorities in Washington, D.C. and around the United States are bracing for possible violence tied to next week's presidential inauguration. Law enforcement authorities say they are confident of maintaining safety during the event, despite warnings about further violence. Some 21,000 National Guard will be backed by hundreds of federal agents in local and state police officers. 4 years ago, the Guard deployed about 8,000 soldiers for President Trump's inauguration. After a briefing on inauguration security by top officials, Vice President Mike Pence visited the military group already on duty in Washington. Pence also thanked the FBI for aggressively pursuing those responsible for the attack on the U.S. Capitol last week. The FBI has arrested dozens of people in connection with the rioting and expects more arrests in the coming weeks. States across the country have also increased security in response to the FBI warning. The theme for President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration will be America United, an issue that's long been a central focus for Biden, but one that's taken on added weight in the wake of the violence at the U.S. Capitol last week. In keeping with the theme of unity, the committee also announced that after he is officially inaugurated, Biden, Vice President-elect Kamala Harris, and their spouses will lay a wreath at the tomb of the unknown soldier in Arlington National Cemetery and will be joined there by former Presidents Barack Obama, George W. Bush, Bill Clinton, and their wives. It will be one of Biden's first acts as president and a show of bipartisanship at a time when the national divide is on stark display. The scope and urgency of the challenge Biden faces became even clearer this week after President Trump